I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. A new socially distant concert will be held Friday, August 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Galvin Fine Arts Center at St. Ambrose University, featuring Quad City Symphony Concertmaster Naha Greenholz and pianist Marion Lee. Music lovers have the option of paying $25 to be one of just 50 people in the 1,100-seat auditorium, or to watch a live stream online from the comfort of their home. With a multiple high-definition camera setup, live stream viewers will get an up-close view of these two musicians at work, unlike anything they could experience at a traditional concert. Marion Lee is Associate Professor of Music at St. Ambrose and said the chamber concert, part of the QCSO Signature Series, was originally scheduled for March at Augustana College.
Really, the beauty of going also live stream is that, you know, there are people maybe who don't live in the Quad Cities who can then have access. There are people who've loved the symphony and concerts and have moved away out of town, you know, and they live elsewhere, but they can tune in.
At Galvin, the concert is general admission, but attendees will be spread throughout the hall to ensure recommended social distancing. Entrance to the hall will be staggered to allow groups to remain separated. Masks will be required for entry, while waiting for entry and exit, and to move about the common areas. They're not required, but strongly recommended, when audience members are in their seats. Disposable masks will be available for those who arrive without one. Tickets will not be sold at the door and must be purchased in advance at qcso.org. Tickets will not be touched by the ticket scanners, and program booklets will only be available in a digital format. The program booklet will be available in advance online. Well, given the nationwide protests over racial inequality, Lee wanted to perform a work by an African-American composer. The program includes a fantasy by Florence Price for violin and piano.
She's really the first African-American female composer to be, her work was performed by a major American orchestra. And I had never even heard of her. So, I mean, it's astounding that there are all these, not just her, but other African-American composers that I just never was exposed to, you know, in the both at school, in my classes, or in our music history books. And so it was really eye-opening. And so I'm really glad I found her.
Lee says she's glad to be back performing in front of an audience.
Grateful that the Quad City Symphony has not given up, you know, in live performances. We're staying within what our governor says we can do. And thankfully to Galvin Fine Arts Center and St. Ambrose, you know, we're able to actually have, you know, people come in to our space and for this live performance. I'm really grateful that we can have people come experience it live with it being safe. You know what I mean? To me, it's all about being safe and comfortable. And I'm very grateful that we have this space to spread out so that it's even possible.
QCSO Music Director Mark Russell Smith will introduce each piece, a role he doesn't usually play for the Signature Series.
I think, you know, people miss him. And so he'll be in town and it'll be great.
And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.